The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great on this Thanksgiving weekend, man. By the time that people are listening to this show, because we are, you know, recording it here in advance, their bellies have already been stuffed, and they've taken a nap on the couch, and the football games have been played, and Black Friday has been shopped, and, you know, it's...
We're on to Christmas.
God, take it easy there, sport. Oh, my God. But you're right. You are, you know, 100% correct on that. And it's, you know, now it's the bell has rung. They're out of the gate, and they're heading down the back stretch on the race to the holiday season.
Backstretch. We're coming down the stretch.
Yeah,
we're not on no backstretch. It's a month.
I think you're coming down. I think you're coming down the stretch.
Thanksgiving to Christmas this year is like exactly 1 month away.
Yeah.
Right. And you know the lights got to get put up, the trees got to get put up, and all the shopping's got to get done. Month goes by quick.
It does go by quick. And you know what I was just thinking about? Remember last year, like Thanksgiving was like the earliest it could be.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Remembered it was
no,
like...
No, I don't remember, actually.
It was like the... You know what I'm saying?
So like it was 5 weeks kind of type
yeah,
of deal?
Yeah, there was extra time, you know, between the two. I remember well because my wife wanted to put the Christmas tree up that weekend, and I'm like, no way, man. You know, it's we still got until X time for that.
Well, people aren't tuning in for our holiday handling.
Yes, they are.
But you know, when you think about it, right, you get through this Thanksgiving weekend, it's kind of like you catch your breath the next week. Okay, we're back to work and kind of getting everything back up and running. And it's a week already.
You know, it's
as simple as that. Time goes.
And then, I'm not going to say forget about the holidays, but then we got the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
And 2023 is a blink away from us here.
Sure.
We're pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Right? We're more than thrilled to put 2022 in the history book here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I alluded to that earlier, although, you know, everybody's financial world is just a continuation, no different between December 31st and January 1st, right? The same thing goes on. But, you know, for a lot of things, though, as far as the markets go, they're measured. It'll be booked as, you know, hey, it's a down year, or here was the numbers, here's that, and you kind of start anew. And I just feel sometimes to hear a new here, maybe with hopefully good news going forward, brings a different light to everybody, kind of gets everybody in a different mode.
What do you think about the market right now, Michael?
Well, I mean, to some sense, it's kind of stabilized to kind of moving forward here a little bit, right? I mean, it's not as down as it's as low as it's been. It's certainly a losing year right now as we do mm-hmm. the show and speak. There's no way getting away from that. But the damage kind of seems like it's not looking to do more. At one point, it was very, very fluid, very rampant. Markets are down. Is it going to go more? This can go more. It seems like now we're in that mode of kind of more measured, if you will, for lack of a better word.
second half of the year, I don't know for a fact, I think is net neutral so far.
Possibly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, because June 30th was pretty ugly.
Yep. And then, you know, we had a very good August, right?
No, actually, we had a very good July.
We had a very good July.
And then we got killed in August.
We had a bad August, which took us back to even again.
Yep.
September was down.
Right. And then
October was significantly, you know, up in a lot of areas. And, you know, so, you know, net we're still kind of like, I don't know the number, but I feel like
kind of treading water here.
Right. And I feel like we're getting a base under ourselves here for a leg up. I really, really do.
You know, Doug, so much of it had to do with inflation this year, and so much had to do with the Fed raising rates. And they have another rate coming in and meeting coming in December. And the predictions are they're going to go a half a point instead of 0.75 points.
Yep.
So I think that, in a sense, is kind of being taken as a step forward of whatever they're trying to do to bust inflation is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot's going to have to do with what's their language going forward into the new year. It may dictate very well how the markets kick off the year. I kind of feel that way.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's important for people to understand is that historically the market has a tendency to price 6 months in advance. So, you know, we're getting like we're starting to get into if that still holds true, right? And it's always an if. Nobody's got a crystal ball. But if that holds true, we're into June of 2023 right now. In January, we'll be into, you know, you're starting to get to July 2023. I guess we're May 2023. And, you know, we're getting to June 2023, July 2023. So now are people saying, hey, you want to know something, that this should be tamed down by that period of time? And if it is, if they do feel that way, and the 6 month in advance holds true still, we should be getting some positive market performance in the next couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would seem to, that's certainly very logical of what's been going on. I think from an economic standpoint, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is this obviously the stock market had a very tough year. When you listen on TV, they say the housing market's completely wrecked.
Well,
right. I mean, we've seen mortgage rates, didn't they virtually double since January 1st? Is that correct, me saying that, or came close to doubling?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's it. So what happens now? You know what I'm saying? Okay, maybe another Fed rate hike here in December. Let's close out 2022. And, you know, as you'd like to say, we're getting to the gate here for 2023. And it's going to be a, you know, a new year. And we're going to see what happens.
Yes, we're going to see what happens. And what's very important, Mike, and we've been pounding people on this, is to make sure that where you are set up right now is the place for you to be set up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to make sure that you're ready to go. You know, if this market is turning around, like my gut kind of feels like it is right now, you got to be ready to go.
Doug, you know this from prior years. A lot of times what takes place in the first three months of the year often dictates how the year is going to be played out.
Yeah, it really, really does. And you know something, Mike? Not every market index out there is performing the same. And this is the reason why I want to, you know, emphasize to people is that you have to review now and see where you are, because this may very well be one of those circumstances, Mike, where there's a market disconnect from the economy. And what I mean by that is we may start to get some bad economic news, which is going to be determined as good news for the market.
Yeah.
It's happened many times in the past, and it's typically, you know, when a new, dare I say, bull market cycle start, is that you see that disconnect happening. And are we there right now? And what we need to do is we need to make sure that we give our listeners every opportunity to sit down with us and review this, regardless of whether it's December or not.
Okay, but and I also want to add to that, though. Okay, so you have a couple reasons why you need to take a look at your stuff, to be very just vanilla about it.
Right.
Okay, so first off, we're in a dynamic time, and what's going to happen true when we get to the new year and boom, we're off. But the other thing, though, Doug, is people have to take a look at their taxation on investments in this final to get to December 31st,
yep.
because this was the type of year when you have a very strong down year. A lot of investments are negative that people could be taking to making tax decisions for their benefit, okay, and making change. So this isn't a typical year of just saying, I'm just going to, you know, good year, everything was good. There's a taxation issue here that should be looked at for everyone.
Well, to your point, Mike, where you could take advantage of some, you know, tax opportunities here, you're 100% correct. But there are still some people out there who own some mutual funds that are going to have capital gains distributions this year that are going to be taxable. And you're going to look at it and you're going to say, how the heck did I get a capital gain distribution to have to pay taxes on something when the overall year was down? And that's just the way that they can operate. And the good news is that we have a system to put it through. And look, now, but here's the problem, Mike. Folks, you can't drag your feet on this
right.
because mutual funds are going to start to distribute those capital gains in the beginning of December. Some of them already have distributed them, you know, already this year, Mike, but some of them are going to distribute them through the month of December, and you need to get a hold of it ahead of it. And it's not the end of the world if you missed it, because we may be able to analyze your portfolio and find an offsetting spot there to make it tax neutral for you. But we can't do it through osmosis, right? I can't randomly just say, hey, Mike, let's call Sally who lives on, you know, First Street and, you know, in Parsippany and tell her, hey, take a look at your investments.
Doug, what it really comes down to here, folks, is although, you know, like you said, by the time you listen to the show, Thanksgiving's already in the books and hopefully everybody enjoyed it. But for the remainder of the year, if you have time, you need to think about what we're saying here today, okay? And when I say if you have time, Doug, I mean, obviously, if you're retired or whatever, you may have time. If you're working, you're still working, and you have time to take off before now. A lot of times, Doug, people have a lot of time. Like, I got to use my days up here. You know, I'm off from, like, December 12th, to, you know, for the rest of the year. I got 3 weeks to use, that type of thing. You need to find some time to address what we're talking about. A, going forward after this year, and B, year-end items, one of them glaringly taxation.
You know, Mike, I'm going to I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm going to just take that a little bit further.
Yeah.
You need to create the time.
Sure. Yeah, I don't want to make like, I don't have time to do it. You know, but
right.
You
need to create the time. Even if you don't have a day off, if you don't have any vacation days or personal days left, call us, talk to us. Maybe you can send us the stuff and we can do it that way. Don't, you've got to, it's really important. There's, when opportunity knocks, answer.
Yeah.
And that's all we're saying to you right now.
And our experiences have taught us this, Doug, because we've gone through years when the market was down, you know, pretty much across the board affecting everybody. You know, I like to call this one of those you, me, and the next guy year. You know what I'm saying? It's not like don't personalize it. It's been down for everybody. It's how it goes. But the point is, how many times we'll get a phone call and saying, I don't get it, though. I just met with my accountant, my CPA, and it's April or March. How did I end up paying taxes?
Right. Right. And the answer is that if you let us look at it in December, we probably could have circumvented that for you.
And then there's other things too, Doug, right? Required minimum distributions.
Oh, yeah.
There's a deadline coming up, right? December 31st. There's a whole slew of year-end items that got to be done before December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We're just scratching the surface here on a few of them.
We are. All right. Anything you want to add in this segment, Mike?
I think we got the message out.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk, you know, about something that we think is really important in, you know, in the next segment, you know, about getting advice and stuff like that. And so we'll hop to a break and we'll be back in, I don't know, a minute or two. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, you know, I want to talk to the listeners out there. You know, I know people listen to our show a lot, and they like the content and the diversity of the content that we put out there. And, you know, one of the things that we do, I think, a very good job is just provide, like, practical information that they can apply to their situation just to make their overall financial life easier, you know, more manageable, not so overwhelming. And, you know, a lot of that comes down to what we've experienced over the years, financial organization. You know, is the person financially organized? And I think that one of the best meetings that we have with people is when they call us to come in to get organized combined with some advice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And so many topics that we speak about on the show are from our experiences from folks that are listening right now that come in, right? We see the common theme. We see the issues. We see what they're up against, the challenges in their financial lives. And as you said, this one of organize and advise is right at the top of the list of why people call us and want to come in, because those two words, I mean, it's as simple as that. There's nothing fancy about it.
No, there's not. And you know what's interesting, Mike, is that there's been periods of time, a lot of times, actually, we'll talk about in the office when somebody would call us up and just say, hey, listen, I want to come in. I want you guys to help me get financial organized. I'm okay, you know, as far as everything's concerned. I'm just not organized. Can you help us, you know, help me or help us get organized? And of course, you know, naturally we say yes, because that's, you know, we always offer that out there. But inevitably, the meeting always turns to, you know, once we get them organized, hey, what do you think about what I have here? What is your advice on what I have? So it often does become a dual purpose meeting.
Yeah. And you know, when people say a lot of times, Doug, I need to get organized, it's more than, hey, I need to put this statement in a file. You know, what do I have? What do I own? Why do I own it? How does it fit into what I think I'm trying to accomplish? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's also part of getting organized. Sometimes people think organized is, oh, I got paper thrown all over my desk. I don't know what anything is. Well, yeah, there's a section for that, you know, but a lot of times it's, hey, I've X amount of things that I haphazardly did. I went to the bank and they told me I should put money into this. I went to this other bank. They told me to do that. My buddy at work told me I should do this. I have an old 401k from the time, you know, my old employer that I left 10 years ago. So, and now it's okay. I know I have things. I know I have money out there in different investments, but I don't have my arms around it and I don't have a clue to what it represents for me. And that's where the get me organized and, oh, by the way, I need some advice on these things.
Yeah, 100%. And you know something, Mike, is that's a great point because, you know, for years on the radio show, we've offered our organizational filing system.
Right.
Right? And that's to your point. This is what we're talking about at financial organization is a little bit more than just taking your stuff and throwing it. Yes, we do have a filing system that we share with people and we're happy to give to you and you know and get you going in the right direction. But financial organization is a little bit more than just saying, all right, I took my 401k statements and I put them in the green file because it's the money file. So filing is part of organization, but that is not just, you know, the only thing that's, you know, part of the whole system.
Yeah. And I think that's the physical aspect, if you will, of getting organized. Okay. Do I have my files? Where's my will? Where's my power of attorneys, et cetera, so on. I have it in a file. I can grab it if I need it. But I think the mental part of getting organized has to do with more of, yeah, I know I have stuff, but it's, I'm not working with anybody. I have different investments from different, I purchased them at different locations or different vendors, for lack of better words. And what does it represent? Sometimes people are like, I think this is an IRA. I think this is a Roth. I'm not sure, you know, or I think I'm earning this rate of return on that money. Am I? That's part of the organization, the mental aspect. So there's a physical part of organization and there's a mental part of organization.
Great point. And that's where the organize and advise comes into play, right? Because just like you said, like I have these several different things. Are these the right things for me to have? Are they doing what I need for them to do? And that's, you know, that's a big part of the equation. Might even be bigger, more important than stuffing the stuff in the right file, right?
Yep.
It's
a little more results oriented.
Well, sure,
financial and, results oriented.
Yeah, and a lot of people feel financially overwhelmed because they're not organized in the understanding of what they have and why they have it. So they'll say, "Yeah, I don't know what I have," and that causes a feeling of insecurity or, you know, lack of organization for lack of a better, you know, term to put it. And then when we can sit down with you and when we can organize everything together and say, okay, this stuff here is dedicated towards providing, I don't know, income and retirement. This stuff here is dedicated towards, I don't know, purchasing a shore home. I'm making stuff up. This stuff here is dedicated towards educating a child or a grandchild. Now we're getting ourselves, you know, organized and knowing what the purpose of each thing is. Now let's just get into that one and get each one of those different areas organized and say, all right, well, you know, let's talk about the, I don't know, you're going to buy a shore house. Well, what time frame, right? And where's that money allocated right now? Where should it be allocated? Retirement income. Well, when are you going to retire and when are we going to need that income? College planning. Well, when is the child going to school? And do we have any idea how much that's going to be? Is all part of just getting it all together, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you another thing, Doug, and this is a pretty bold statement and it may shock a lot of people. Do you know a lot of people that are in need of getting financially organized? And like we said, do you know they don't even know, most folks that come in, how much money they even have. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You know, so there's times that we're in these meetings and we're taking statements and we're organized and saying, okay, well, this is this. Thank you for bringing your statements in and all that. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the asset collection part of our data taking or whatever you want to call, for lack of better words, I'll tally it up, do a quick tally right there with my eyes. Not even saying using a calculator. Say, okay, you have $1.2 million, you have $1.3 million, you have $1.4 million, and they're completely not even aware of how much money.
Right.
And it almost seems hard to believe, like, what? People have these statements and they never take the time to tally it up. I'm telling you, they don't take the time to tally it up.
Yeah. And that's what is amazing in a lot of aspects. But it's just not uncommon is what I'm trying to, emphasize to people. And one of the things that we offer out to you is an easy atmosphere and an easy meeting and an easy place to turn to get it all together and then just say, okay, boom. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to just sit down and know to yourself with a simple thought process, where am I financially in my life? Right? I mean, that's the easiest, not the easiest, that's one of the most gratifying things when you can just sit down and think to yourself, okay, yeah, I've got some money here and I've got some money. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I'm just going to say this because things are jumping into my mind. And
it's fine.
It's almost, Doug, as simple as saying, hey, can you keep an eye on this for me? Right? People bring stuff in. They haven't tallied it. They don't know what it is. They haven't. And one of the reasons is they're doing well. They're working. Money's coming in. There's really not a issue out there per se to say, like, I need every nickel. I need to go pay for this. And when they kind of bring us on board, what they say is, okay, help me get financially organized. Give me some advice. And oh, by the way, keep an eye on it for me.
Yeah.
It's easier to come to us for a review, or it's easier to make a phone call and say, hey, what about X, Y, and Z, than trying to do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. almost like, I think it's as common as that,
It is. But you know what, Mike? It's intimidating for people out there. Is the reality of the situation when you think about it. Listen, I know that we use analogies on the show all the time, and we talk about different things. Like, and one of the things that we'll refer to is, household repairs, because everybody can pretty much identify with that. And then, it just gets overwhelming for some people and they get nervous and, I don't know what to do about this. And then, am I going to get ripped off? I don't have anything. I got a plumbing leak. What are they going to do? But putting it off doesn't, it only makes it worse.
But part of the reason why, Doug, people put it off is when you're not organized, it's tough to take that step.
Yeah.
Because they're already kind of scrambled mentally, for lack of better words, right? It's kind of confusing. I don't know what I have. Do I have it all? What is it? So to say, well, I'm going to go call Mike and Doug and get on this path. I think it's a challenge for a lot of people just because of the lack of organization. You know what I'm saying? Does that kind of make sense?
Yes. And the other thing is that it's just human nature. They, for people to be nervous about coming in and sitting down and saying to somebody, I'll call it, for lack of a better word, admitting to somebody that they don't understand, what's going on here. And especially when it comes to money, Mike. A lot of people are funny about that, and we know that. I mean, we've been in the business, since the early 1990s. We've certainly met our fair share of people over the years, and I do know that thinking about money and people being hesitant to move forward, a lot of it has to do with what I'm going to call a undeserved self-feeling that you should understand that, because we were not taught about money in school.
Doug, one thing I am going to say, though, for all the various reasons that people come and have an initial appointment with us and sit down, the getting organized is probably the most relieving for the client that comes through the door. I mean, we have people come and say, hey, Mike, I'm getting ready to retire. Can you look at these numbers? Help me now. I want to start. I got to create retirement income. Here's what I have. Here's my components. I need to start working with you guys. And of course, you're thrilled when you hear you can retire. But I'm telling you, Doug, for whatever the issues are with getting financially organized mentally, is when they come in and it's all okay, we have our arms around it. You could just sense a feel good moment when the folks are saying, "Okay, what's next? What are you going to do next for me?" Type of thing.
Sure, you know it really is. You know, there's something to that, and you know what's pretty rewarding too is that a lot of times, Mike, we get people financially organized, and once we get them organized, then they'll share their financial information with their children. Sometimes they don't do that beforehand because, well, they can't, because they really don't understand what they have, so they can't. And that's one of the other things that we like to emphasize to people is that when you have adult children, mature adult children, at some point in time, we want to start to share information with them, right?
Sure. It's part of the organization, right, of what's next or what should they expect or what has to happen. It's a prudent step to take.
Yeah, and it also, you know, working with us and allowing us to help you be organized is also kind of a good idea for estate planning purposes, Mike, because none of us has a lease on life, right? Nobody's birth certificate's got an expiration date on it. But we know this, is that the clients who work with us that we have financially organized, the settling of the estate is typically a lot easier than settling the estate of somebody who's not financially organized and it hasn't been working with us, because there's stuff all over the place. You know, there's been times when somebody's died and you thought that the estate was all taken care of, and all of a sudden you look at the tax return and you say, wait a second, there's some dividends on this tax return from, you know, XYZ company, and nobody's spoken about that. So obviously there's some shares out there somewhere for XYZ company because there's a dividend that's on the tax return for it. I'm like, oh my goodness, I never knew. And I go, well, I understand that you didn't know because you wouldn't know to look at it.
And Doug, not just that, you're bringing up the paperwork end of the estate planning, right? I mean, where are things and doing all these things. But then there's a whole different world of, okay, once we have that, what happens with these investments? How do we move forward once they're dispersed? I mean, you know, because you and I have said 1,000 times on a show, what may be a great investment for your 88 and 87-year-old parents may not be a great investment for a 50-year-old.
Correct.
Right?
So, yeah.
So that's even a two-step approach.
It really is. You know, it all comes down to, Mike, having a playbook in place. And one of the things that I'm proud of for our firm is we've done a lot of hard work behind the scenes and the years of experience to make this process simple. Right, I really think that we've simplified the process for people and made it an easy thing to do, not a difficult, overwhelming thing to do. Because if it becomes difficult and overwhelming, they're just going to stay not organized.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, folks, we want to throw this out to you guys. If you'd like to come on in and have a sit down with us and start to get you organized in all different ways, which will include, you know, filing as well, but to get you financially organized, and then for us to give you a little bit of advice in the meeting, you come and you invest an hour with us, and you walk out of there with something, you know, tangible in your, you know, with some actual recommendations and organization and stuff, I think that you're in a much better spot.
No doubt about it, Doug.
So, folks, pick up the phone and give a call. It's 855- 262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We have offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, New Jersey, Manasquan, and Toms River. If you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. As well as we're old school, we'll do a house call, and we're modern day, we'll do a virtual appointment if you like. But it's really hard to get somebody organized on a virtual appointment.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, just putting it out there. So, feel free to pick the phone up and give us a call. We would love to meet with you and help you out. 855-262-3722. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. Michael, anything else you want to add here?
No, I think that was really a good piece there that we just discussed.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm looking forward to people calling in and taking advantage of the opportunity. It's always a great time when people call in and say, hey, you know, I want to do this with you guys. And we sit down and we help them out.
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, again, glad that you're investing some of your time here with us on this Thanksgiving weekend. And, you know, we hope that we're bringing you some good things to think about and, you know, maybe take some action is at the end of the day, because, Mike, we could provide them with all the information in the world. If they don't take any action, it doesn't really mean anything. It's like anything in life, right?
Sure, sure. And you know, Doug, and from where we sit and doing the show over 25 years and all kinds of scenarios, I still say toughest step is the first step for
sure.
for the person listening that hasn't taken action. And it's always that first. And you and I have talked about this ad nauseum about, I've been wanting a call. It took me, I've been listening for years. I've never made the call. I finally made the call. So the first step is still the toughest, right? Getting that. Then from there, and not to be pompous, after that, it's pretty easy because you and I take over.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
In a lot of aspects, you're 100% correct.
And helping and getting everything and what you need to do in the next, you know. So, and you know, in this case, talking about organizing, getting some advice. So a lot of ways, that first step is still the toughest after 25 years of talking about this.
Yeah, it definitely is for a lot of people. And hey, listen, folks, we're here to try to make it as easy and as painless as possible for you. And you just got to take us up on the offer and the opportunity. So, you know, we're happy to get together with you and sit down and talk and go over this stuff. What have you been up to lately, Michael?
Well, you know, Doug, heading into the end of the year here, had a chance to sit down with a couple and talking retirement next year and wanting to know, you know, what does it look like? Can I do it? You know, here are the numbers, you know, helping them organize and gather the numbers and seeing what they can or can't do if that's on the table. Because in a lot of aspects, right, Doug, we're at the end of 22. For so many people, it's already kind of been determined they are or they're not. We're on to 23. So if you're thinking about retiring in 23, you got to start taking your look now, right? To know,
sure.
To know whether it's going to be June, July, December of next year. You got to get some runway going here into your retirement planning.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that's a good point. I had a casual conversation with somebody over the last weekend, and we were out for dinner, and we were just having a conversation. And they said to me, you know, Doug, what do you think that, you know, one of the biggest challenges is for, you know, for people and, you know, related to our business? And I said, most people don't know what their number is. And he's like, well, what are you talking about, what their number is? Most people don't know what their number of necessary capital is to live the lifestyle in retirement that they want to. They just don't know what that number is. You know, when they factor in, they have to factor in Social Security, any other sources of income, any pensions, that kind of stuff. And then they got to figure out, well, what do I need beyond that? And that's like the big unknown for so many people out there. Mike, is what is my number? And that's one of the things that we bring to the table to people. You know, here's your number. Are you ready to roll or not ready to roll?
Yeah, and what's interesting too, though, Doug, when people think in terms of retirement, they'll say, hey, I'm making X a year. And if I'm not making that, how am I going to retire? But then when you start doing the mathematics of it, oh, I'm putting away make-believe $800 every 2 weeks into my 401k.
Right.
Oh, that's $1,600 a month. Oh, this is another thing coming out of my check. So, you know, that gross number is not necessarily the most important number,
right,
when you're planning your retirement, right? So we have a what do you need to live your lifestyle and live comfortably in retirement?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I was explaining, we start taking Social Security, we start taking a pension or whatever you may have, and saying, okay, well, these are the givens. You know what I'm saying? They're there no matter what. And then we have to target for that missing number to get us to tie over to the what you need column.
Right.
You know, and that's where the – so it's very deceiving when people start thinking about retirement and planning for retirement. A lot of people kind of do the ugh, like, well, I make $150,000 a year. How am I going to replace that? Not necessarily so.
Right.
It's a different number than the gross 150.
It is a different number. It's how much hits the checkbook on a monthly basis.
Yes.
That's, you know, and are you living your life okay on what's hitting the checkbook on a monthly basis right now? And, you know, so the conversation went on there, Mike, and they said, really, that's it? And I said, yeah, what did you think my answer was going to be? They were going to be like, well, I don't know, what investments to select? And I said, nope, that's not it, right? Because that's what you got us for, right? We help you in that aspect. That's not, their worry isn't. And so I said to him, I said, is that your worry? Is that what you worry about, whether you're selecting the right investments or not? And he said to me, actually, no, you're 100% correct. My worry is, am I going to have enough money for my wife and I to live, you know, our retirement years? And I said, see, you know, and so it was a good, you know, was a good conversation.
You know, Doug, the thing too, also about talking about planning, if you're thinking about retiring for next year, you got to get after it now, right? You want to be out in front of the 2023 curve. But the other thing too, not to be a little bit of a grim reaper here, but they are talking about an economic slowdown, a possible recession.
Yeah.
Job losses, right? One of the things the Fed's kind of putting their thumb on the scale and saying, we want to start seeing some layoffs and kind of wreck the job market. That's part of stopping the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there and you're somebody who thinks, I could be a casualty if this hits my company, or not even that, if they start offering packages, I got my hand up because I'd love to hit a package here and hit the door. You know, I'm ready to go. You're a candidate to sit down and say, let me get my number someplace here. What works for me?
Well, Mike,
So 2023 may be very popular for that, and I don't mean to wish bad on anybody.
Well, you know, Mike, to your point, in the last, I don't know, 4 weeks or so, I've had two people that happened to. So,
yeah.
You know, one was offered a buyout package from Verizon.
Sure.
And the other one got laid off.
Yeah.
Now, the one that got laid off didn't care at the end of the world, because it wasn't the end of the world for him, because he was, you know, he's in his 70s. He's prepared to retire. He was only working now because he just was working.
Doug, let's say it the way it is. There's a lot of people out there working. They're not going to say they're going to retire, but if they get pushed,
right,
they're happy to do so.
Sure.
We've seen that a thousand times in our career.
Yeah, and you know, for in this guy's circumstance too, he's like, all right, I'm going to collect unemployment for my period of time that I'm entitled to collect unemployment, and then, you know, I'll turn on my Social Security and we'll turn on income from my investments and I'll just be fine, and, you know, I'll continue to tinker around and do some stuff on the side. So, but my point being, Mike, is it's happening.
Yeah.
All right? It is very real. It is happening, and there's a good possibility that's going to pick up steam. So it really makes sense for us to review your circumstance now and see your situation and get you set up on the right path, because although we can't promise, you know, anything, I'm just going to use the 70-year-old that got, you know, laid off. It wasn't the end of the world for him because we already had a plan strategy set up for him.
Doug, if you're over 59 and a half years old and this is one of the scenarios that may affect you, you need to have a plan, a pre-plan in place
right.
in case this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, you know, there's if you're over 59 and a half, there's a chance you may not go back to work. You may not do what you were doing. You need to look at alternative options that are accessible to you. You know, so I think that's really a prime candidate there. Now, of course, if you're in your 50s or whatever, you should always plan mm-hmm. your retirement. Do, you know, I'm not saying not to take prudent steps, but I'm talking about if you're in that 59 and a half and you think, you know, what we're talking about could affect you, you need to kind of have that plan in your pocket.
Mike, how about the guy who we know who's, you know, financially a little nervous right now because the company he works for, he was told, I'm selling it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm selling it. This person works in the financial department of the company. Chances are, if somebody's coming in and buying a business, they're probably bringing their own financial team in with them. Right?
Yeah, sure.
So there's, but my point is this, even though it wasn't his desire to retire yet, wanted to keep on working, there's just circumstances that are outside of your control.
Yeah.
And I'm going to submit to you, those that have a backup plan in place handle those situations a little bit better than those that don't. Now, you know, Mike and I, we don't have a crystal ball. We're not telling you, we're guaranteeing you that this is going to happen in the employment market. But we've been around here long enough. We pay attention to this business where we can make some good educated guesses on what's going on. And I'm going to say is that at the end of last year, we were telling people, you better be ready for a pullback in the market, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know, you know, but we do know trends and stuff like that. So, and a lot of people didn't heed the messenger, right?
Yeah.
When it came to that. So now it's listen to what we're telling you here, and let's take a look at this stuff, and let's make sure that your strategies and plans are in place. What else have you been up to?
Well, you know, Doug, I'm going to kind of stay on that theme because there's new clients of ours that we started out. I started helping doing work on a different financial situation, and then they said after that we want to segue into start talking about retirement planning. And as we started launching the retirement planning, one of the concerns of the husband was is, hey, I'm worried about my job.
Mm.
I'm real worried about my job. Okay. And I just reassured him. I said, hey, listen, that's why we're starting this process. We're getting the wheels going. We're starting to put pieces into the puzzle. So we're not sitting there with a blank puzzle if this day comes.
You know, right.
And I reassured him, look, some things, something happens as always, you know, call me immediately. We'll sit down, we'll game plan and look at various options for you at that time. But, you know, again, that's, you know, you asked me what you've been up to. Couple appointments this week, both kind of trending on those issues. A, can I retire? What does it take? B, you know, I need to start planning. So very quickly here, certainly important. So I figured I'd bring that up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, just one more thing that I did this week that I've been, you know, working on is I helped some people with some life insurance contracts restructure the way they were being paid for. In other words, you know, they had cash values inside of the policies and stuff like that. And these people were feeling the crunch of all this inflation. All right. So they're like, cash flow is really, you know, tightened up on us a lot here. I said, all right, you know, come on in. Let's sit down. Let's go over it. And we, you know, they're like, you know, we're spending $220 or something like that a month on our life insurance contracts. And I said, all right, well, tell me about these contracts. How old are they? You know, and they were 30-something years old. They have a decent cash value in them. And, you know, we went and we took a look at it. And by using some paid-up addition, I mean, this is technical stuff, right?
Yeah.
But by using assets, you know, related to the policy, I was able to make it so that they don't have to make cash premium payments anymore.
Yep.
So, you know, just by doing that, like that was one minor adjustment that was made, but I just freed up $220 a month in cash flow for them that they were allocating towards life insurance premium payments.
Do I have time for one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and the other thing is too, Doug, we've been talking about income, you know, interest rates, for lack of better words, the increase
yep.
in the availability of products that we have to create more fixed interest income for people. And I'm starting to see, A, not only have people been implementing that with us, but B, I'm starting to see people using that as cash flow positive.
Sure.
So we went from a period of time that, hey, I have money in the bank earning nothing. I have money over here earning next to nothing. All of a sudden, we're boosting them up with products with better rates without taking on risk.
Yep.
And, hey, that's an income check coming through the
you
door.
You bet.
So that's nice to see for the folks out there that on safe money, if you will, they're able to get some lifestyle off it.
Yeah, you bet. You know, 100%. And that's really, we've had such a challenge for a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. More than a decade.
If I had a nickel every time I've told somebody, just, nah, nothing I can do for you, just leave
right.
it. You know, it's,
yep.
it's safe.
Yeah, well, that's the, I guess, the upshoot of the increasing interest rates is we've now been able to do that. So, folks, if you have money sitting around in a bank that you're, you know, you're looking for interest rate on it, you're not really looking for risk, give us a call because there's stuff out there for us to take a look at, right?
100%.
All right, folks, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and we're into the final leg of the show here, Mike, and I think it's been a pretty good show, and we started off the show talking about markets a little bit and, you know, where we've been and where we think that maybe they're going, and, you know, understanding that you should really try to be positioned properly coming out of the bad market here to do the best you can in the market going forward. And, you know, hopefully as we end up this year and turn into next year, we continue on the momentum that we saw in October and, you know, the solid footing I feel like we have in November, and that continues, you know, and maybe we get what's affectionately called each year a Santa Claus rally. Maybe we'll get that. And then, you know, and then we talked about the importance, which really is kind of like the backbone, if you will, to financial planning, is letting us get you organized and giving you advice on what to do.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, getting organized, and I think we touched on, again, to reiterate, the two components of it. We talked about the physical side of it, the filing and keeping everything organized and knowing where things are. And we talked about the mental side of it, right? Kind of getting your arms around your financial situation and how much money do I have and what's the purpose of it and how's it invested and what's it doing for me, right, mm-hmm. type of thing. So I think it's a double-edged sword. I think they're both equally as important, right, to be successful.
Yep.
But I'm glad we covered that this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, you know, just want to remind everybody, we're available to you, and we want you to take advantage of the opportunities that we talked to you about. We're sincere about it. Come on in and have, you know, a meeting with us. Our number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. And as a reminder to you, we have offices in Clark, New Jersey, in Toms River, New Jersey, Parsippany, New Jersey, in Martinsville, New Jersey, Manasquan, New Jersey. We have a meeting facility in Manhattan if you hear us and you want to meet there. We also are old school. We'll make home appointments with you. We're modern day. We can do Zoom, whatever's easiest for you. You know, we just try to make it simple and easy to get together with you and see if we can help you get in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. We can make it happen. You know, we have the facilities, you know, and you know, so if you're out there, you want to sit down, you want to tackle these things that we've talked about, it can happen.
Doug. Yeah, and just do us a favor. Don't just say, oh, you know what, they're making a good point. After the first of the year, I'm going to address it, because we might be able to save you some tax dollars here, you know, in the end of the year. And listen, inflation is squeezing everybody. So every dime we can save, if we can save some tax dollars, it probably makes some sense.
That's a great point. Inflation does do that to everybody. It is a squeeze on everybody.
Right. No, to everybody.
Yep.
You know, so. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. They will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.